Welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And on today's episode of the podcast, we're going to be talking about three things you should consider or be thinking about before you start into a strength training program that is directed at improving your riding. But before we get into that, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, that would be greatly appreciated. If you're watching this on YouTube, also be sure to subscribe to the channel and like this video. And also be sure to follow me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. And all of that will be linked in the show notes as well. So if you've been following me for a while, you already know that I really, really believe and really, really emphasize the importance of strength training for equestrians. Or, you know, if you're new here, that is the case. I definitely am a big proponent of strength training, resistance training, whatever you want to call it, for improving your riding. I think there's nothing that can replace it. But I also recognize that starting a strength training program, if you've never done that before, can be daunting, and a lot of people also just have no clue what they're doing, where to start, all that good stuff. So this is going to be kind of a three things you really should consider that I think people don't when they're starting a strength training program, whether that be for just improving their body composition or for health reasons or for improving your performance in the saddle. Either way, this applies regardless. The first thing that I want to touch on today is your why. Define your why. Because the truth is, you're not always going to be motivated to strength train. I personally really enjoy strength training. I just enjoy it. It's a part of my day. And there's very few situations where I don't have motivation, but I know I'm not, like, that's not going to be the case for everyone. And it might certainly be the case for you that you will not always have motivation to strength train. And that's where your why comes into play. Your why and, like, the reason you're doing this strength training program is going to be what pulls you up out of bed, gets your workout clothes on, and gets you through that workout. So it's really, really important to be defining your why. Why are you strength training? And this is going to be, like, the answer to what your why is going to be different for everyone. For some people, they just want to avoid injury. Some people want to really become that elite rider in the arena, in the competition arena. Some people just want to improve their overall health. Some people want to just extend the period of time that they're able to ride their horse. They're getting older and they realize that they're getting weaker as they age and they want to kind of slow that process as much as possible. So you really need to think about what is your individual why and get really, really specific about it. And don't just say, I want to get stronger for my riding. Like, that's not going to motivate you at the end of the day. So you really, really need to be specific about this. So I said my why, like, I just enjoy it. So I don't really think about this a whole lot personally, but I definitely know in other realms of health, especially eating enough and eating nutritious foods, my why for that, I really think about. And I know that eating enough and all that stuff, I know that is going to directly impact what I'm able to do with my horses, because there's been times in my life where I haven't eaten enough. I did suffer with an eating disorder and I was not fueling my body properly. And as a result, I was not able to ride my horse. I was hardly to work my horse at all, like groundwork, anything. And I think about those times and how frustrating it was for me and how just upset I was about my situation. And that gives me the motivation to fuel my body, eat enough nutritious food, all those good things. So pulling on some emotion here is really, really going to help you. Again, in those times where you don't feel motivated to go to the gym and you would just rather, stay in bed or just do something else. The second thing that I want you to think about is not overdoing it. So if you are just starting out a strength training program, and a lot of people do this, you know, it's January when this episode is getting released, and lots of people get really gung-ho and they end up overdoing it. They go to the gym 5 days a week, work out for an hour every single session, go as hard as they can. They overdo it, they burn out, they get super, super sore, and they quit. And I definitely don't want that to happen to any of you guys. I want this to be something you do long-term, something that's sustainable, and something that doesn't hinder other areas of your life. One thing we really, really need to consider as equestrians is the fact that riding a horse, taking care of a horse, is also an athletic pursuit in itself. And so if we are overdoing it at the gym, we're not going to have enough gas in the tank or enough muscular strength, endurance, all those sorts of things to ride our horses, which that completely defeats the purpose of why we're adopting a strength training program in the first place. We want our time in the gym to complement our time at the barn, not have our time at the gym completely messing up by the time we get to the gym. So being mindful of not overdoing it is really, really something you should be thinking about. If you're just starting out, this is going to be a bit of trial and error. You're not going to know where that line is of overdoing it just because you don't have that experience. Whereas someone like me, I've been strength training for 15 years. I know where the line is very well, and I know when I'm flirting with that overdoing it. So a couple things here: making sure you're starting a program that is properly designed by a fitness professional who knows what they're doing. And someone who knows what they're doing is key, because there are a lot of fitness influence out there. They might have a weekend certification of some sort, but to be honest, they have no real clue what to do when it comes to putting a program together and properly periodizing how that program goes. And oftentimes people do burn out, overdo it on those programs that are developed by people who don't know better, for lack of a better term. And again, here, unfortunately, if you're new to the fitness space, you might really not know who to trust, whose programs are put together well. So I will put some links in the show notes to some people that I do recommend. Mind Pump, I'm sure some of you might have heard of these guys. They have a very popular podcast called Mind Pump. They have several programs that are very, very good, which I'll link to. Jeff Nippard, he is a YouTuber, but he's very, very methodical in terms of going through research and stuff like that. So he's very well educated. He consults with people who are very well educated in this space to develop some really good programs. I've personally done a couple of Jeff's programs and they've worked very, very well. So again, I will link those in the show notes. But yeah, just being super mindful, looking for credentials, like did they go to post-secondary and are like trained, like at least have a bachelor's in this? To be honest, people who go through those just certificate programs, they might not necessarily have the education I would be comfortable with for trusting my fitness and my health with. So definitely looking for someone who has definitely some more education under their belt. But definitely, if you're looking for a program, check out those links in the show notes. I'm not affiliated with any of them. I just know that they do really, really good work. And like I said, it's going to take some trial and error. One thing I do want to note is you do not need to go to failure all the time. If you're training at 80% of your max, that is more than sufficient to get results. So say you're aiming to do, 10 reps in a set. By the time you get to those 10 reps, if you feel like maybe you could do one or two more reps, that's a good place to stop. You do not need to go to the point where you cannot do another rep. And actually, that can actually definitely lead to you overdoing it and your body not being able to recover from that intensity. You do not, despite what people say, you do not need to go hardcore all the time. Like, there is a time and a place, but especially if you're a beginner, that intensity is not needed to see results. It is not. You can go 80%, make sure your form is really good, and see awesome results. You do not need to go ham. You should not feel like you were just beat to a pulp at the end of your workout. You should feel refreshed, energized, and good at the end of your workout. One thing people ask about is soreness. Like, should I be sore after my workout? How much soreness is okay? As a beginner, regardless of what you do, you're probably going to be sore just because it is a novel stimulus and your body's just not used to it. So regardless of what you do, even if you do go by that 80% intensity rule, you're likely still going to get sore. But if you're still sore like 48 hours after your workout, I would say you did overdo it. So again, trial and error, you're going to have to play with this and just see how your body responds and go from there. As you get more and more advanced, it's just like conditioning a horse. Like, the more in shape and conditioned they are, the more training intensity that they can handle. If you have a horse that's been sitting in the pasture all winter, you need to break them in slow because they are going to feel stiff and sore after those initial workouts, but you gradually build them up. Our muscular, our soft tissue systems work exactly the same way as a horse. So if you have any handle on how to condition a horse, apply those same principles here. And yes, do not feel like you need to go hard because you're just going to end up burning out. So definitely being mindful of not overdoing it, seeing this as a long game, that's going to help with your success here in adopting a strength training program. And the third thing that I wanted to talk about today is kind of the type of workout that you do. So as a beginner, I would definitely recommend you doing full body workouts. I do not recommend you doing a classic bodybuilder split where you do chest one day, legs another day, back another day, where you're doing really isolation exercises and you're only training those muscle groups once a week. I would much more recommend some full body workouts where you're doing them maybe two or three times a week and you're moving through those really, really solid compound movements. So things like the squat, deadlift, overhead press, chest press, or like a push-up movement, some sort of row for your back or a pull-up. Those exercises that use multiple muscle groups are gonna give you the most bang for your buck. And if you're anything like most equestrians or people who have horses, I know you're busy. You do not have time to be doing 2-hour workouts 5 days a week. Doing like a 45-minute workout 3 days a week, perfect. That is all you need to do, especially if you're doing those compound movements. They give you the most bang for your buck, and they are going to work you all those muscle groups that we need as equestrians to perform at our optimum in the saddle. Last kind of key with those compound movements is to make sure you have what's called some sort of progressive overload. So progressive overload is kind of just this concept of gradually increasing your work over time. So I might start doing the squat with, 50 pounds for 10 reps. Over time, I want to either be able to increase that 50 pounds to a heavier weight or increase the number of reps I'm doing from 10 to 11 to 12 or combining both. So you want to gradually be seeing in your strength training program that you're able to do more. You don't want to just stick doing those 10 reps with 50 pounds for weeks and months and years. Like, we want to see improvement here. That's part of strength training, and that's what we call progressive overload. So that kind of goes back to me talking about having a good training program. A good training program will have that baked into the program, that you are going to push your body to get better over time. I think women especially, I think, are really bad for this. They will just go to the gym, do the exact same reps with the exact same reps. Did I say that right? Exact same weight, exact same reps for a very long time. And like, I was guilty of this myself too, back when I first started, when I was doing P90X, if any of you are familiar with that, I would do the same thing over and over again, week after week. That's not how you get stronger. That's not how you improve. You need to push your body a bit with those compound movements, and that's how you're going to see results. So I hope this kind of gave you guys some things to think about. So again, just making sure that you take this strength training program and view it from a very long-term plan. We don't want, this is not a 30-day challenge. This is not something that you do for a few weeks and you're set for the rest of your life. This is really something that you need to adopt as a part of your life, integrate it into your life as just something you do, and just taking it from that very, very reasonable approach. That is how you're going to make something like this stick, especially if you do not currently have any sort of workout routine. Being more moderate in your approach is going to go a long, long way in terms of sustainability. And just to recap, so we said, make sure you define your why. Horses are a great why. Just saying you want to be stronger for your horse, stronger for getting better when you're riding, that's a really, really good why. And making sure you tie some sort of emotion in there so that it will get you doing your strength training program when you don't feel like you're motivated to do so. The second thing was to not overdo it. Do not overdo it. You do not need to go super, super hard, and like, that's just a way to burn out. Again, the 80% principle of going 80% as hard as you can, that is more than enough to see results for, like, until you become an advanced lifter, the 80% rule is going to get you results. And then making sure you're doing things like compound movements, full body workouts 2 to 3 times a week, and making sure you're incorporating that progressive overload where you're getting stronger, you're being able to do more, lift more over time. With all of that, like, you are set up for success before you even pick up a weight. You're setting yourself up for something that is very sustainable and something that is going to pay dividends when you step into the saddle and see how much you can improve from something that's outside of the barn, outside of the arena. I cannot tell you how much of a difference it makes to be strong as a rider. There's nothing worse than being weak as an equestrian, as a rider, someone who wants to improve their riding. Being strong makes the world a difference. So if you can really commit to starting a strength training program, I promise you it will make a difference in your riding. And with that, I think I'm going to wrap up the podcast here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, be sure to like, subscribe, share, all those things. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to the channel, like this video. And if you're listening onto a podcast app, be sure to rate and review the podcast. Be sure to follow me on Instagram. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.